you know, one of the callers earlier brought up Kevin Hart, and I certainly want to get to him, but you know, a lot of talk obviously about Aliquippa and Jeanette this year, and your team as well, and rightfully so. You have you know, put together another great season for Seton LaSalle last night, defeating East Allegheny. Just if you can, Coach, just some brief thoughts on the season so far to date. 10 games in, and you've played very well this year, your team.
Well, we're kind of right where we thought we would be. We had an experienced group of kids coming back this year, obviously led by Kevin Hart and J.J. Began, our big lineman, who scored a Bowling Green. And, you know, we're starting to get healthy. We were nicked up a little bit early in the season. We now have everybody back, and we're playing well. We're kind of where we thought we would be in the seedings. We thought maybe we were the two or the three. We knew Aliquippa was going to be the one.
Right.
And it really didn't matter us, the two or the three. I thought our conference got nixed a little bit. I thought they rated Washington a little low, and I thought they rated South Fayette really low. They're defending champions.
Yeah.
And, you know, they took West Mifflin, who was the number four seed, and won their conference to overtime early in the year. And their only two losses were to us and Washington. So, you know, we're right where we're at, and, you know, getting healthy, which is a big thing for us at our level. We have a lot of kids going both ways. So as long as we can stay healthy and put a good game plan together to stop this passing offense at South Fayette, we should have a good night on Friday.
Does that game plan include miking the Brumball household? Because it's brother versus brother, perhaps, next week. I mean, that's intrigue.
I don't know that that's ever happened in the Dome Jail before, but, you know, we have Luke and they have Brett, and it's a great family. I think the parents are honored that they have two, you know, outstanding quarterbacks in their house. Obviously, one graduated last year, Christian. You know, I don't know, maybe Luke will live with me for the week.
Well, I tell you, I feel for Mom and Dad.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, you feel for Mom and Dad.
Game, though. That's the good part about it.
Maybe Mom sits on your side and Dad sits on the other side. I mean, you know, and of course, their older brother, Christian, the all-time leading passer in Whippeal history. Who does he root for?
Yeah, well, I don't know. maybe they figure the younger brother has 4 years to go and Luke only has two, so maybe they'll root for Luke. I'm not sure.
Greg Perry.
I know I'm rooting for Luke.
I would hope so, and I'm sure the faithful at Seton LaSalle would as well. Greg Perry joining us on the phone lines. Greg, of course, the head coach at Seton LaSalle, courtesy of the Rivertown Hotline. You mentioned Kevin Hart. Let's talk a little bit about him. And, man, just, again, he probably does get a bit overlooked because he's playing in Double-A. And, you know, again, I don't like stigmas in terms of, well, you know, he played Single-A, he played Double-A. You know, athletes... You can find a great athlete, I think, at any classification. Can you talk a little bit about what he has meant to you and your program over the years?
He's a four-year starter for us. He started out as a wide receiver, and we moved him to tailback. He's being recruited by Division I schools as a slot receiver. I've said it numerous times that every time he steps on the field, I think he's the best player on the field. I don't care what classification you're in. If you watch the kid play, he has the quickness and a burst. He does get overlooked as a tailback position, but what I think separates him from some of the other tailbacks is he can go out and play wide receiver, slot receiver. We could put him anywhere on the field, and he's probably still the best player on the field. So I think his versatility, his leadership, you know, we saw this coming. We knew he was a great athlete. He had great genes. His mom and dad are great athletes. And he's done basically everything we've asked him to do. He could have a lot bigger numbers, but I'll bet you our starters have only played four full football games out of 10. So, you know, he could have a lot more yards rushing, but, you know, we've had the opportunity to get out of the game early with our starters.
Right.
And, you know, I think that's what's leading us to being healthy right now, is that we haven't had to pound these kids for four quarters for 10 games.
Well, and that's a big advantage. And I think sometimes we overlook that, especially in high school. You have that ability to actually rest players through the course of a season instead of getting them out there and risking injury. You know, you get ahead in a game and you allow younger players to develop and get critical playing time, and that's important. Kevin last night, 224 yards rushing.
In the first half. Yeah. He didn't play in the second half.
Okay, so he didn't even play in the second half. So he did that all in two quarters of play in your victory last night, and that just makes it even more impressive.
What happens is you know, you get these younger kids a chance to play, and it helps build your program. You know, these kids practice Monday through Thursday every week, and they want to play on Friday night when the lights come on too, you know. So I think it helps build your program that way. You know, in high school football, we don't get an off week. You know, colleges get an off week, pros get an off week. So if you want to get through this thing, you got 16 games to get to the state final plus two scrimmages. That's 18 weeks.
It's a lot.
And I don't know that these kids can handle it physically. I don't know that their bodies are ready for that right now.
Yeah, that's an NFL regular season.
Yeah, but they get a week off.
That's true, very true.
So you have to kind of watch yourself, and any chance you get to try to give these kids a break, because their bodies start wearing down. And we've been through this before. We made it to the state final in 2002, and we were just physically beat up going into that game because it's such a long haul. So, you know, we've been fortunate to get some kids some rest. So, you know, we're healthy going into Friday night, and hopefully we can have a good outcome.
Greg Perry, the head coach at Seton LaSalle, joining us on the Rivertown Hotline. This is the UPMC Center for Rehab Services High School Football Show, presented by Root Sports on 93.7 The Fan. Real quickly, before I let you go, you know, we talked about Luke Brumbaugh, but Kyle Whipple, I want to mention a couple of other kids here. Lou Rotunda, KJ Marshall. You talk about some of these other kids and again, role playing and what they do and teamwork and how that has all meshed so well for you.
Well, you know, the guys that block for Kevin Hart, who get him all these yards. I mean, obviously Kevin does a lot on his own, but Nick Sivvy and Pat Morgan are two fullbacks that lead up front for him. J.J. Biggin and Will French are three-year returning starters. Jay Moogs are a returning starter, et cetera. So we have a lot of experience coming back. Jamie Miller is our tight end. He's a four-year starter. So we have some experience there, and these kids have played together. You know, we were down against South Bend at halftime the last time we played them, and we just went in the locker room and said, all right, you guys ready to play now? And there was no yelling, no screaming. It's the kind of kid that we have now. It's that you don't have to get in there and light their fire. They understand the process of what's trying to get done here. And they do a good job of responding, and they do a good job every week of, you know, coming to practice, ready to learn, and ready to prepare.
Greg, I appreciate you giving me a few minutes of time. I'm sure you're going to be off to break film down.
Yep,
you know, I mean, obviously a familiar opponent on both sides. The whole, you know, brother thing is just very compelling. I mean, obviously you've played once already this year, but you know,
right.
the fact that that we could see more of it is interesting. Continued success. You're doing really great stuff there, and I think it's really wide open in Double A. I think it might be the most compelling of the four classifications. I think it's actually the most compelling. Triple A is obviously very big, but big task for you guys next week. Good luck against South Fayette, and thanks for coming on the show this morning.
We're going to give it a shot. I appreciate your help and everything you do for high school sports.